855. You can bring up anything that you want. 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. And there are a lot of features that we give you on our site. They are free. You can create the content. Everything you see on the front page, those items as you scroll down with the numbers next to them, all submitted by listeners like you, and then voted upon by listeners like you. You can go and submit anything you want from anywhere online to freetalklive.com, and then allow our other listeners to cast their votes up or down to let you know whether or not they're appreciated. And if they are appreciated enough, your submissions, they will make it to the front page of the site. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
So there has been some discussion about these taxicab, these newfangled taxicab companies, which I guess they don't even call themselves taxicabs, and that's really upsetting the existing establishment of taxi companies. Uber.com is one of them, and Lyft.com is another, L-Y-F-T. Uber is under now a lawsuit in Boston by existing cab companies. We never really did get through the rest of the story last hour. Got kind of distracted. We will continue that here in moments. And but first, let's go to Skype, which I have neglected to mention so far tonight. You can connect with us on Skype at username lrn.fm, which is what Zach did in Connecticut. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hello, good evening. Am I being heard okay?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right, thanks. Hey, Ian, I wanted to come to you for a little advice.
Boy, are you in trouble. Go ahead.
Yes, I know. Over the winter, I received a complaint ticket for not shoveling my sidewalk of snow. I've since pled not guilty because I feel I'm not guilty on this. I keep records. It's an investment property. Every time it snows, I go over, I shovel, I mark down in my records so I can put it on my tax return.
All right.
For the mileage, anyways. And so they've come to me, and they've said I didn't shovel snow a particular time.
And is this a city ordinance violation?
Yes, it's a city ordinance. Okay. So the police give a complaint ticket. They couldn't even get the ticket to me the first round. I've since been notified that they got the correct address now. And so now I'm going to, you know, I don't know when the court date will be scheduled, but I would like to... I'm assuming I don't have a chance of winning this, but I'm going to go there anyways, and I would like to make the motion to donate to a charity, as I've heard you've done in the past.
Yes.
And I'd like advice on how to do that.
Okay, so is this your first time in court?
It will be, yes. Right. I had one. Well, I had a court was against a tenant, but the first time for a complaint ticket.
First time criminal charge. Okay, got it. And let's see. When's the trial?
They haven't scheduled it yet. So,
okay, so
I'm
this
just
is brand new. Now, you say you cleared the sidewalk.
I feel I've cleared it. Like I said, I've got my notes, looking at the time, the dates.
This is interesting. How close is the date to the date that they claim that the sidewalk wasn't clear?
They said they were there on the 11th of January. The last snowfall event before that was just before the first of the year.
Okay.
So my records indicate that I was there on the 1st. And I had also been there on the 11th as well because of a different issue later in the day. So it was clear when I went by.
Okay.
So it seems kind of
now,
odd.
Now, what does their statute or their ordinance say in regards to how quickly said sidewalk must be cleared after a snowfall?
24 hours.
And is your contention that you handled that?
It is. You know, I did it, like I said, on the 1st of the year, and they came 11 days later.
Now, in this criminal trial, they're going to have to prove that, you know, their case. They're going to have to prove the elements of the charge that, you know, what I don't have the statute or ordinance in front of me, obviously, but they're going to have to prove that you know, snow fell and you did not do anything about it within the required amount of time. And they will have to, I imagine, provide some sort of photographic evidence with a date attached to it to show from whatever zoning official or city inspector came by to cite you for this. You
said, it was a police officer, I guess.
It was actually the police.
Oh, well, so, they don't need pictures from those guys. Whatever they say is gospel truth.
That's a good point. Yeah. But nonetheless, one of the things you'll want to do before you get to the whole motion for paying something to a charity thing, that's at the very end of the trial. One of the things you want to make sure you do, and this isn't legal advice, but it is a suggestion, is that you file for discovery. So as soon as the date is set for the court trial, as soon as you get the notice from the court saying you need to be here at this time and date, that's a good time to go ahead and file for discovery. Now, that's simply, you know, when you file a motion with a court, you usually have to file one with the prosecution, whoever that agent is, and so in this case it would probably be the police department, or the and also the court. So the clerk of the court and the prosecutor has to get a copy of the same thing. And that will compel the state to send you all their evidence. So they've got whatever evidence they have against you. They will then send that to the address that you provide so you can see what it is that they're going to use as far as their evidence against you. And if they don't have a picture, that could hurt their case.
And if they don't do the, if you don't file for this, they know that they've got a sucker on the hook.
Are your tenants in this investment property, if you have them, are they willing to testify for you?
Right now, the property's vacant, uh-huh. And I've been in the process of turning it back to the bank, and it kind of coincides. That's why I was kind of there in the same day, I guess, as the officer, though I did not get the ticket for a month and a half later.
I see.
But I was there because the bank supposedly secured the property on the 10th.
Did you speak to the officer?
I did not.
Okay.
Like I said, the ticket, I never received a copy of the ticket until I called the clerk, and I asked him what was going on. He sent me the copy of the ticket. I had already pled not guilty. And I also asked, what else do they have on me? And it didn't sound like he had a picture, but he just had a text report.
Mm. So, as Mark points out, if it does end up being your word versus the officer, you're probably going to fail at this. And you can predict failure. That's usually a safe thing to do in these cases, and that's what it sounds like you're doing. But that doesn't mean that you can't have a little bit of fun with this. You know, write up some questions that you want to ask this this officer.
Have you ever made a mistake before?
Yeah.
Have you ever gone to the wrong address in your life? I mean, because it sounds to me like they just got this wrong. I don't really understand.
They very well could have gotten it wrong, and their modus of operation, the mode of operation is to typically just lay out tickets on people and see who pays them.
Yeah, they might
most
as well.
Most people will pay them, even if there's no basis whatsoever.
These towns are going broke. They might as well just hand out tickets left and right and see who pays
them.
See
what happens. There's no penalty for them for that. So
they went to like several addresses at the same visit, I guess. And
sure.
It was we have a corner property, so.
So that's those are some things you can do with this, and obviously if it's your first criminal trial, you're probably going to be nervous. At least you're not probably looking at jail time if you get found guilty, so maybe you won't be as nervous. But it can be a harrowing experience going to court for criminal purposes, but it's little things like this, and I think this is really great. I'm glad that you called with this. It's the little stuff like this, the town ordinances, you know, the speeding tickets.
Yeah.
You know, these are great times, and parking tickets, great times for you to go ahead and not take the plea deal and then take it to court and get the experience of being, you know, a defendant in court. I mean, I hope nobody ever has to go to court. It's bad. It sucks to go to court. But in reality,
it's better to fight the case when you're facing a small fine versus fighting the case when you're facing 81 years.
Yeah. So in reality, there's a chance that you're going to go to court with the more laws that they're making, putting on the books at all times. There's a chance that at some time in your life you're going to go to court and it's not going to be for anything tiny. So better to have some experience than not. And so file for discovery, that's important. Write up your questions in advance that you want to ask this officer on the stand, because remember, you don't have to testify on your own, because if you go up there and testify, you can't not answer a question. You have to basically answer whatever it is that you're asked. You can always answer with, I don't recall, which is a fair answer. Politicians do that one all the time. And so that's something else you have to decide, whether or not you want to go on the stand and testify about the case. They have to prove their case, and they cannot call you as a witness. And then if you do get found guilty, the motion for an alternative payment has been something that has worked a couple times for me. It only works in written form, however. So I've always tried to give it verbally in the courtroom, but they never want the rest of the court to see them saying yes to that. So after they deny it verbally, I will put in a written version of it offering to pay X amount of the full fine to a local charity. And they approved that. So do that in the same way that you would motion for discovery. And good luck. Let us know how it goes, Zachary. Appreciate the call tonight. More coming up. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. With you here in studio, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
We have been off and on throughout the night talking about this Boston cab conflict with cab drivers, or not cab drivers, excuse me, the cab company owners freaking out over a new upstart, an innovator, someone who's coming into the marketplace and doing business in a radical new way. They're using the internet as their dispatcher, basically. And that is very upsetting to these cab companies, because not only are they getting clients, but they're also luring away their drivers. And a lawsuit has been filed. We can talk more about that coming up here in moments.
BitcoinStore.com. This is a great place to go to turn your bitcoins into real-world wealth. Over there, they have more than 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment. They have a strong emphasis on consumer electronics. More or less, they've got a 0% markup over there, and you're going to be able to find just about everything that you would normally buy at a lower price at BitcoinStore.com. The catch is, they only sell in Bitcoins.
So, hence the name.
So BitcoinStore.com, it's a great store, great prices. Go check it out.
I've shopped there, and by the way,
have you ordered anything yet?
Yes, the tripod that, I got a case for my tripod, which is very nice.
You've got a monitor.
And how'd it work out?
Well,
you're looking for a new monitor, right?
Oh, yeah, you're right. I am.
Take a look. Compare the prices. It'll be better. And actually, if you order something over $100 at Bitcoin Store, free shipping.
Nice.
That's true.
Yeah, that's really important to know as well. And if it's less than $100, it's only $5 flat rate shipping. So for pretty much whatever you order, I think it's $5. So that's great, too. 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts or experiences are welcome. A couple different companies out there. Uber is one of them. Another one, Lyft, L-Y-F-T. These are two companies that help connect you with drivers to get you where you want to go in various different cities around the world. However, the existing establishment is not so pleased about this. And indeed, the Boston Cab Company, along with I think a couple other cab companies, have filed a lawsuit against Uber. Their smartphone app, this according to bizjournals.com, allows customers to arrange, summon, and pay for rides in so-called black cars operated by drivers who contract with the San Francisco-based firm.
So this is sort of like limos. I mean, they call them black cars. They're really just sort of Lincolns and Cadillacs and things like that.
The app also allows users to summon participating taxi cabs. In San Francisco and New York, Uber has rolled out UberX, a service that could let anyone operate a private car as a taxi service. So that sounds similar to the Lyft program that we've been told about previously on the program. Uber has been subject to similar suits in other cities, including San Fran, New York, D.C., and also Chicago. The firm's business model has also caused its share of static in Boston. A company spokesman wasn't available to comment when this article went to press last month, but directed the Boston Business Journal to a blog post on the firm's website. In it, Uber argues that the Chicago suit is another transparent attempt by the taxi industry to shut down transportation alternatives. Mm. In Boston, a group of taxi drivers has assembled with a plan to sue Uber over similar issues, and a Milton man who works as a taxi driver for the Uber service has filed a lawsuit claiming that Uber withheld his tips. Barinholtz said Boston Cab's suit claims that Uber is a taxi service that simply ignores the rules that require other taxis to use approved meters, carry certain insurance, charge fares set by the city, and display expensive medallions indicating that they are, in fact, licensed by the city.
Uber's How is the city setting prices a positive thing? They spend too much money on everything.
They claim that it helps keep the rates down for the taxi.
I have a hard time believing that.
They claim that that is what will stop a taxi cab company from gouging you with an unexpected rate.
What's retarded about that concept is that I think, especially with the internet and all these phone apps and things like that, is that this company right here and other companies like it are interested in getting your business, so they lower prices.
Well, competition causes lower prices. We talked earlier about what how people have gotten ripped off with taxi cab companies, and
it happens, and
it could certainly happen with other companies. I don't know what fail-safes Uber has in place here, but I think that that's the single biggest reason that that the government has gotten involved is that they get their foot in the door every time somebody has a complaint. That there's a weak point in the particular business model of a particular industry, well, the government will insert itself there. Rather than people looking for innovation in that area, people insert themselves. Now, if somebody's calling ahead to get a ride and Uber's you know, middlemanning here, it doesn't seem like there's a very good chance of the person, you know, of the driver driving somebody around in circles and racking up the meter. I could be wrong on that, but that's the biggest concern that
Uber has a smartphone.
Right.
And you can't call these guys. You have to use the smartphone app
so
to
you
connect.
Can check the map.
Right. So you can know if you're getting taken on a wild goose chase sort of a ride. A little bit more here from the story. They go back to the owner of Boston Cab, Mr. Barinholtz. He says that Boston Cab suit claims Uber is a taxi service that simply ignores rules that require other taxis to use, you know, the various different things that we talked about. And Uber's app uses GPS to calculate the mileage upon which riders' fares are based. So you're not even requiring this doesn't require
right.
It
eliminates the complaint about right. Taxi cab companies from the beginning, and no wonder taxi cab companies are upset.
Yeah, they don't need a meter, but what happens?
They're just arguing for their cartel here.
What happens if your phone dies? Or is it using your phone's GPS?
No,
I know that half the time I've
GPS.
Got no battery left.
Maybe, yeah, I don't know.
There are reasons why, says Barinholtz, the competitor. There are reasons why there are decades of rules and regulations. He says those
I won't
reasons.
Quote any of them.
Decades. Does there need to be decades of rules and regulations for any industry?
He says the reason why, Julia, is because of fairness and customer safety. Now, what fairness is he talking about? He's talking about fairness to his business.
Well, I don't know what kind of fairness he's talking
that's
about.
That's what he means, because
he's drawing
it's not fair.
Specter.
He's saying this is unfair, and part of his lawsuit is this is unfair, and it's unfair to him, and I get it. He spent years jumping through all the cabbie regulations and paying the thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. I think a medallion, last I looked in New York City, was $400,000. And so he spent his whole life jumping through all the city's hoops, and then what do you know? Some kids come into the market, and, you know, these tech kids, they're fancy apps and gadgets, and they're flat cars. They come into the market, and they just start taking business, and that's not fair, according to this lawsuit. But what Uber is trying to do, he says, is come in and run taxis in the city of Boston. He says the suit seeks money damages and an injunction against Uber, but wouldn't specifically say what damages are being sought. He pointed out that Boston Cab also has a smartphone app, but nevertheless has to comply with industry regulations. He says, I don't agree with all the regulations, but we abide by all of them. We're playing by one set of rules, and they're playing by no rules.
It's taxi anarchy.
That's right.
Come on. People just want rides. It sounds like Uber's got a great system for keeping people from getting ripped off.
Uber's blog post on the matter says they exist for two reasons. Or this is the Chicago suit, but they're all the same. We exist for two reasons: to provide efficient, convenient, and reliable transportation for customers, and to help our driver partners increase their income and grow their businesses. And it sounds to me like these drivers are basically independent contractors for this group, and they're happily leaving the existing established companies, joining Uber, and that's one of the things that's upsetting the existing guys. Have you had experience with this? We'd love to hear from you. It's Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at cdotx.com. That's cdotx.com. Redress equals solution.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring us anything. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. And enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on our site. You can get interactive in the chat room, which is built into the webcam page. You go to cam.freetalklive.com, and you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners during or after the show or before. It's open all day, every day. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. It's totally free.
ShinyBadges.com. These badges that you can get at ShinyBadges.com, they're not buttons. They're a statement. Go take a look. They've got all kinds of different badges there from the Shire Society, Ian.
Yes.
The Bitcoin badges, which is one of their best sellers at the Liberty Forum.
I think it's the best seller, period.
The Bitcoin guys there from BitInstant.com, they liked it. Jeffrey Tucker, Derek J. Ian, you got one?
Yes.
Exciting stuff. Go take a look, shinybadges.com. They've got all kinds of different types of liberty-oriented flag badges there. If
that's, I think it looks very sharp. I really think the quality is excellent.
Yep. They accept silver, Bitcoin, and, for a limited time, Federal Reserve notes. It's shinybadges.com.
These are very different from buttons. These have nothing to do with buttons. They are like jewelry quality.
Yeah, pretty close.
Yeah. So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're going to go to your phone calls. You can bring up anything that you would like. Actually, not phone call, but Skype. Juan is on the line from Stockholm. Hey, Juan.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to talk about the national healthcare system in Sweden.
Sure, because we had some discussions over the last few days on the show regarding socialized medicine, and some guy had called last week saying that everything's just great in Europe. There's no waits. It's wonderful.
Well, I can clear something up. Okay, and if please. You have any questions, that'd be great. Now, the thing is, I moved here about 5 years ago, and I've had no problems with it.
Moved
I
mean, there from where?
From New York City.
Okay.
And the way it works out is basically it's an out-of-pocket expense. It's about $30 per visit, and it has a cap of about $120 for the year, and then it's free after that, essentially.
Okay.
It's free for children up to the age of 18, and it's free for 65 and older.
We know it's not free, but go ahead.
No, I mean it's you know, I guess with taxes, it's not.
There is no out-of-pocket expense.
There's no out-of-pocket expense.
Right. So you can continue using free from here on out, but we know what that means.
Yes, there's no out-of-pocket expense for children to pay for kids, and there's no out-of-pocket expense for seniors or over.
So what has your experience been?
My experience has been great. The thing is, when I was in New York, I had severe back problems, and they gave me a shot that was about roughly about $700 for 15 minutes, pretty much. And I had to take them. First, I was taking them once a year, twice a year, three times a year. And that was because I had good insurance. And I was always in that state where I have to use the insurance because, you know, it'll run out or something like that. Over here, when I went to the doctor, I said, can I get some cortisone because my back, you know, really hurts. But they said, you basically need surgery. Cortisone is just like a Band-Aid. It's not going to work. And so they had the same MRI as New York did. And then I had like a 30-minute procedure. I had to wait maybe about 2 months. But during that 2 months, I was able to see a doctor. They gave me pain medication and that sort of thing.
And sometimes people find that sort of the critical care situations that they have to wait longer than they would in the United States.
I've never had that, but then I've never been in that situation. Right. But to my understanding, I've never experienced that.
How old are you, Juan?
I am 40.
40, okay.
And it was a herniated disc. And like I said, I was basically a insurance cash cow in the U.S., how I saw it. They were making a lot of money off of me. And then they saw the same stuff over here, but they just said it's not going to do any good.
That's interesting. It shows the incentives there that as they differ. One of the things that concerns me about single payer in a country like Sweden is it's significantly smaller, and it's a smaller area as far as medicine goes, too. Currently, the United States medical payer, they support the world's medical system because the innovation has to come from somewhere, and the cost for R&D has to come from somewhere. So you have a situation where little countries like, you know, Sweden or Liechtenstein or whatever, they can sort of do whatever they want in the periphery and demand what they demand from these larger medical conglomerates, big pharma, and that kind of thing. And you get a reasonable result. But when you take the last biggest market and you switch that over to single payer, it really makes one wonder what's going to happen in the area of innovation. You know, because innovation is generally driven by competition. Is there a lot of competition in medicine in Sweden?
The thing is, there's not competition. It's kind of strange. You do actually have the option for private health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not all run by the state. So if you want private insurance, you can get that. That's definitely an option.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you could get faster care. I don't believe that there is much of a difference, but you can just get faster care. So you do have the option to pay. It's basically accessible to everybody. I have kids, you know, so, you know, I don't have out-of-pocket for them. The taxes are higher, but then Sweden doesn't have a military. That's kind of one of the trade-offs.
Yeah.
Before they do kind of, it's probably not the best idea for like a liberty, quote unquote, like a liberty minded individual here, because cultural norms it's like Sweden is open to new ideas, but the cultural norm is everybody wants to be the same. They want you to be the same.
Hmm.
You can have different ideas so long as everything is the same. that's how it is. The government used to have control over the monopoly of pharmacies, but then they broke apart the pharmacies. But they all try to keep the prices lower. There's laws passed that you can't go crazy with pharmaceutical prices. You have to keep them at their lowest. And the thing is, the more medicine you buy, it just gets cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. But then that's offset because a lot of it is subsidized by taxes, because for Swedish citizens, for people, if you're not a Swedish citizen, it's going to cost you a lot more. But if you're a Swedish citizen, or a permanent resident, what it is the tuition is free for university here as well. So they don't have the medical, they don't have, the doctors don't figure that into the cost, I guess. And Sweden isn't
still school. I mean, it takes a heck of a lot longer to get your degree in doctrine than it does to get your bachelor's in something.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's the same. They have university. I'm just saying there's no tuition costs. You still have to pay for housing and books and stuff like that. But tuition is
it's paid for by taxes.
Free.
I mean, it's not
it's
free.
It's paid for by taxes.
Paid by taxes. And you said the taxes are very expensive there?
The thing is, because of the Swedish social norm, they kind of have to shove it down your throat that they want everybody to be the same. So it's a cumulative tax. It's progressive tax. So the more you make, the more you have to pay.
So what do you pay in taxes?
Oh, I pay about 30%, maybe.
30%, okay.
And it goes up to 40, 50, 60, that sort of thing.
In Sweden, like, speeding tickets are based on how much money you make or have.
That's correct. Everything is cumulative, yeah.
There's
everything
like, some story out there of a guy with, like, a $600,000 speeding ticket.
Oh, wow.
Because they do it based on penalty.
It's an interesting concept. When you look at a concept like, you know, a deterrent isn't a speeding ticket. Think about David Letterman always brags on the Tonight Show or whatever the show he's on, The Late Show. He always brags about how he speeds all the time and he's a bad driver.
Yeah.
That's because it makes a lot of money. And
so who cares?
A $250 speeding ticket really doesn't mean that much to him.
Well,
now, the points on his license matter, but not the speeding ticket itself. That's just, you know, that's just a check. I got to make sure somebody writes that. Whereas with the average individual, $250 is a big ticket.
Where do you get a $250 speeding ticket?
Well, no, I don't drive, so because it's very difficult to get a license here.
Well, I want to say thanks for the experience. I appreciate you sharing that with us.
Medicine's free, but I can't get a driver's license.
Thanks for the call,
I also wanted to say one other thing.
Go ahead.
Because in dealing with the political system, the thing is you only need 4%. Of the population to agree with you to get into Congress.
Stand by. More coming up. Free talk.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. You can also connect with us on Skype. Username for you, lrn.fm. Actually, most of our calls have been coming in on Skype tonight. So, but
I like the way it sounds.
It sounds awesome. I mean, we've got a guy on the line from Sweden. We had another guy call from Cambodia last week, and it just sounded excellent. 855-450-FREE is the number. We still have those old phone lines if you want to use those things, too, and they're thankfully brought to you by SACL CAI. And Skype is really ideal for international calls. Used to be that when we just had a toll-free number, sometimes people would send us an email or send a message on Facebook saying, how do we call you? You know, toll-free. It's not toll-free from, you know, India. It's just not toll-free there. It's only toll-free in the U.S. and Canada, maybe. So it can be difficult.
Do you think it's toll-free from Tuk-Tuk-Tuk?
I don't think so, no. But
do you know where Tuk-Tuk-Tuk
no,
is?
No, does it really exist?
It's in Canada.
Oh, okay, that sounds like it's really foreign. Anyway.
Wise words.
Yeah.
So anyway, you use Skype and you connect with us instantly, and it sounds pretty great. So Skype username, lrn.fm. Don't forget, you can join us over at freetalklive.com and get interactive there in a variety of different ways. And if you like the show and would like to support Free Talk Live, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. That is money that we will utilize to invest into Free Talk Live to get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com as we bring Juan back on the line. He is in Sweden, and Juan, you were telling us about the Swedish, government system, and there was a point you wanted to make, so go ahead.
Yeah, just one last point, because the whole idea is that you only need 4% of the population to agree with you to get into Congress.
Mm-hmm. Proportional representation, is that?
It's proportional representation.
Right. And that's the parliamentary system, is that right?
It's the parliamentary system, okay. Yeah. But we don't vote for a president, it's appointed by the parliament,
right.
The prime minister. But the thing is, because of the cultural norms that nobody wants to rock the boat, a lot of stuff really doesn't get done in that sense. Because everybody wants to agree and play nice so much. Mm-hmm. On one hand, they have to cooperate, but they kind of try to water everything down so as not to offend people.
That's interesting. So, I mean, agree and play nice. I mean, what happens when you point out the violence of the state to people like that?
That's like kind of denied in a way. It's you know, it's just it's almost like let's put a happy face on it.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's because you would think the parliamentary system would be you'd think the parliamentary system would be bogged down in infighting, but what you're saying is that everybody's just patting each other on the back.
Or they're trying to say they do a lot of compromise. Well, okay, let's give them that.
Everybody gets all the government programs. So
everybody's a winner type of thing.
Yay.
Hey, thanks for your call.
With government, everybody's a winner.
Juan, I appreciate your call tonight. Thanks for the expertise at 855-450-FREE. Now, obviously, he's only got his own personal experience.
Sure.
And as happened with a call from Cambodia the other night, I think it was Friday night, the guy in Cambodia had been in Europe, and he was lauding the European system. Of course, they both sounded young. We didn't ask the guy on Friday night how young he was, but this guy was 40, and Juan was 40 and is 40. And it seems like they treat older people different in some of these nationalized healthcare systems than they do younger people, because the older people don't have the skin in the game, so to speak. They're not taxpayers, so it's not as important to make the older people happy with the system. And that's one of the things that that I've seen in these
stories. We read a story on the air sometime kind of recently about old people in British who were, they were letting them die.
Well,
yes, that's right.
Well, so care has to be rationed in some way, shape, or form. And the question is, does one go about rationing that care? And it makes a certain amount of sense that, we're going to wait, make sure that the surgery that this old person needs or this care that this old person needs takes a little longer to get to them. That kind of thing. I don't know how each country does it, and I'm sure that I know these guys have had great experiences, and lots of people have great experiences, and I don't expect that if you start asking medical businesses out there, what's the most important country, rank it on a scale of 1 to 200, that Sweden or Cambodia are necessarily going to be in the top 20.
Europe, not Cambodia.
Well, you can't claim that Europe has great medicine because Europe has a bunch of different countries in it with different medical systems, and so I don't know what his claim is exactly there. I didn't hear that particular part of that show. I did hear some of the shows while I was away, but that's not my concern in this area. My concern isn't really about single payer. I'm sure that there are some advantages to it, but there's a single glaring disadvantage that nobody will ever address for me, is that, look, monopolies tend to, over time, offer bad customer service going to worse, mm-hmm. bad innovation going to nil, and just the expectation you'll see, and in fact violence in the arena. Well, so you need to explain to me, how is medicine different in the area of in these areas? How is customer service going to get better in medicine if there's only one payer, i.e. the government? How are prices going to, because generally monopolies also can tend to drive up prices. How are prices going to be driven down if they're single payer? I don't know the answers to these questions. I tend to think you're going to get worse customer service over time, higher prices, and it's going to be a disaster, and no innovation. And this is the biggest problem. I want innovation in the area of medicine, and if there isn't a competition for the almighty dollar out there, how are you going to get that competition?
Well, my problem, and those are all great points, my problem is the morality of this. I mean, I don't support force to achieve political or social goals. And government taxes are backed by the threat of force. If you don't pay, they're going to take your stuff from you. Although the guy who called from Cambodia last week assured us that no one is ever put in jail for taxes in Europe, which is ridiculous. But anyway,
I don't like the idea of the people that run the DMV and like the post office. I guess the post office isn't technically run by the government, but it
darn
might
close.
As well be. Like, those are the most drab, horrible places on earth with the most miserable employees ever, and like nothing ever changes. The technology doesn't advance. They have absolutely no reason to make anything better ever. So to me, the idea of giving the healthcare system over to that is insane. It's crazy.
And I think that we should always point out, this is not, this whole discussion is not to suggest that this country has a great system.
No, it doesn't.
No, this system's terrible. But
and it's getting worse.
Yeah, and but the more government involvement you have, the more, the fewer choices, and the fewer choices, the higher prices, and the worse service. And remember, all of these European systems are very expensive. You just don't see the costs when you go there. You have no idea what they are paying for.
If it gets
these
too
things.
Expensive to take care of people in Europe as far as the medicine goes, the VAT goes up.
So there's an article over at lewrockwell.com. Now, it was published many years ago, several years ago. So I guess someone could argue that, oh, Sweden's changed since then. But let me share these stories with you here. Now, the guy writes this story in kind of a brilliant fashion. He opens up by talking about how people critique the idea of libertarian or liberty-oriented healthcare, you know, where it would be a free market in healthcare as really dangerous, and then gives four examples of how awful it would be. But really, he's giving real-life examples from Sweden, and he reveals that at the end of the story, but we don't have time to share the whole thing with you. Here's and he cites his sources, by the way, Swedish newspapers, so I can't really read you the titles on these sources, but March 7th, 2002, Ben Amputeres efter Lakames. Translation. A man got his leg amputated because a hospital failed to treat him on time. The man, who suffered from diabetes, received no treatment despite the obvious risk of gangrene that followed from his poor blood circulation. The subsequent investigation set up by the hospital's owner, the government, put out a warning to the two doctors involved, stating that the man would still have his leg had it been treated in time. Second story is also from Sweden. A hospital has on its own account investigated into the possibilities of premature deaths among patients waiting in line for a bypass surgery. For those that aren't lucky enough to end up in what the hospital determines to be the fast lane, the waiting time is about 4.5 months. It was found that during the 4 years of 95 through 98, 77 patients died while waiting in line. The conclusion of the study was that perhaps the hospital...
waiting in line, 77.
The hospital needs to coordinate its activity on a national level with other hospitals of the same ownership. In that way, they wouldn't be able to better judge who were going to end up in the fast lane. And there's a little bit more here. Now, there was another story we read Friday night from Fox News, which, of course, was immediately questioned by the caller. Oh, well, that's Fox News, so, it, you know, throw that out.
The source.
But these sources are actually Swedish newspapers on these stories. But the story from Fox News was that there was so much outrage in Sweden over the delays that they passed a law mandating that service must be given within a 90-day time frame. And a lot of places where these laws are passed, they still aren't being respected. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 next.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
The year is 2118, and today's international disputes and frictions have become meaningless. Or have they? Even as humanity masters faster-than-light travel, first contact with aggressive aliens reminds Earth that history is always prelude, and that a global house divided against itself cannot stand. Wall Street Journal best-selling author Dr. Charles E. Gannon creates an action-adventure thriller where humanity will be forced to unite in order to fight fire with fire. Fire with Fire is a paperback available from all major retailers by Bain Books.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double enamel number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans. April 2nd through the 8th. With free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.